Everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and it is a beautiful day to talk about money, goals, and all things, just life. Today's episode is all about the end of a financial goal, just like what happens when you're nearing it, the end of a financial goal, something that you've been working on steadily for a long time. It's been on my mind for quite a while now, and I just felt like it was important to talk about it. Today's episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat. It's a retreat for financially single women who are looking to better their finances, decide what is the right path for them financially, and just to own their financial identities before they become coupled up. Or maybe they are coupled up, but their money is all theirs. You can go to michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat to get more information on this retreat. We'll be hanging out in Denver, Colorado this October 2019. So I wanted to also mention that this episode is the last episode for the spring season. So the show will be on a brief hiatus until June 10th. When the summer season will begin, and the summer season will actually last, I think, until about mid-August. There'll be another break, and then it'll start again in the fall. So I'm embracing the seasonal life for the show. I think it's important for me to have the time to really edit the shows, do any extra interviews that I'd like to do with people, and just I'm really working on logistics, efficiency, and just making sure that I can share the shows in the way that I really would like to so that more ears can get to them. Make sure to like and subscribe. I will share that information in the show notes as well. So the show notes will be michelleismoneyhungry.com/financial goal. All right. So today I wanted to talk about something that's been on my mind. It's been so funny. Like, I was walking around town. It's all beautiful. The trees are budding and there's like little bunny rabbits everywhere. It's really funny. Like, you never see them until like right now. They're everywhere. Squirrels being crazy, sitting on the patio at the coffee shop, watching birds make bird love. A little embarrassing because wasn't expecting that, but it was hilarious. And I was sitting there and I was like, I don't know why, but all of a sudden I thought about this time, but next year, like in 2020, like for some reason, I just couldn't be in the moment. And then I just started thinking about a year from now, like what does a year from now look like? And I started to kind of like freak out because I realized that a year from now, I won't have any unsecured debt. I will have everything paid off. And I can't even begin to explain how that felt emotionally because I've been on a very annoyingly long financial journey, specifically a debt freedom journey, paying off debt. Now, to be very clear, I will still have student loans. And depending on how much I'm earning, I might have them for, you know, another, I'd say 2 years. But I began this financial journey with so many debts, like so many debts that it is amazing to me to even reflect on how many entities, organizations, people that I had to deal with on a daily basis, like all the phone calls that I used to get, all the mail that I used to get, all the emails, all the contact with people who rightfully so were like, where's our money? And I want to talk about some of the lessons that I've learned from that experience, from this experience of working towards a long-term financial goal. And I want to encourage those of you who are trying to pay off debt to kind of have some perspective about the journey and just, I want to encourage you. So the first thing is this. Let me flip the page for my notes here. Okay. first thing is this. Beyonce just recently released her documentary, and I referred to this last week as well. And in it, she talks about how, like, she rehearses for 8 months for this 2-hour performance. She also lived on air and all of our hopes and dreams. I am, like, very amazed by the amount of discipline she had. And anyway, I thought about that, and I thought about the fact that very rarely do we achieve the goals that we're working towards as quickly as we would like. I would have loved to have tackled my goal of being debt-free and all that. Like, I would have loved for it to have happened years ago. Like, seriously, I'm so over it. I'm just so tired. But I don't regret the journey that I've been on. I don't regret quitting my job. I don't regret learning how to make money online and challenging myself in that way. I don't regret understanding that I was at a fork in the road in terms of taking care of myself and mental energy, and just, I was physically done. I was not doing well by the time I left my job. And I still slowly, painfully worked towards paying off these debts. And so I think it's interesting as I begin to work on my 2, 3, and 5 year goals on what I would like to have happen 2, 3, and 5 years from now to kind of reflect on the journey. So here are 10 things that I've learned. The first thing is, by setting a financial intention, you're starting a journey of self-discovery. I've learned so much about my ability to stay focused on an incredibly overwhelming goal. Part of why it was so overwhelming for me was just so many moving parts, to the point where I don't know how many bills I've paid. I've just kept paying them and paying them and paying them. And I would get the letters that they were paid off, and I would file them away, and I'd just keep paying them and paying them and paying them. So soon, this year, I plan on going through and counting all of this, all of the paid off bills, and figuring out like just the sheer amount of money that I've paid towards these people that I owed them. So there's no like, I'm so mad, none of that. Like, I owed the money. But it was a big deal to set an intention to be like, you know what? I energetically have to make this right, not just because I owe the money, but this is something I have to learn in terms of self-managing, or rather managing my money and the money that comes in and respecting how that has to be in my life. I didn't have those skills. So it's been hard kind of learning those skills, but I've learned them, and trust me, I will not unlearn them. 2, embrace perceived failures and figure out what you can learn from them. So I think a lot of times people are like, oh, I failed, and I, you know, this happened, and I'm so upset with myself. But a lot of times those quote unquote failures happen for a reason. You're supposed to learn a lesson from them. Like, what is it that you could learn? So I learned, don't promise what you can't do. That's actually an ethical thing. I think though that nowadays people are very quick, especially when they're dealing with people that they owe, to promise what they cannot do. So there were just moments I was like, I'm just trying to survive. Like, I cannot promise you more than $10. Like, that's all I got. That's all I got. I don't have anything else. That's all I can do for you. Because I had to come first. I was like, I'm still going to owe you the money. You're going to just call me all day long, and I'm just going to have to deal with it. But I've learned, don't ever promise what you cannot do, because it will just bite you in the butt. 3, 90% of your financial journey is mental. It actually really freaks me out how much this is true. If you don't believe you can make more money, then you can't make more money. If you don't believe you can pay off the debt, then you can't pay off the debt. If you don't believe that it's possible for you, then it's just not possible for you. You will believe what you tell yourself. So be very careful. And I think that's why it's so important to have a daily practice of journaling, of visualizing your goals, of really being present when it comes to the things that you're trying to do. 4, your future financial success is a direct result of managing your past financial mistakes. So I'm learning a lot of lessons because of all my mistakes. Like, oh my God. But one of the things that I've also learned is how to make money outside of a 9-to-5. That one skill has been so amazing for me that I can't even really express how cool it is to me to get payments from a course that I've created, or from a product that I've recommended as an affiliate, or a book that I've written. Like, even though the amounts aren't as big as I would like them to be, They're bigger than they were before, and they make a difference. And so having products that I sell that people are purchasing, I love it because it means that I can grow that income in the future and that I'm not 100% dependent on a 9-to-5 because I have these other things that I've monetized. Number five, quitting from time to time doesn't mean it's the end of your goal. Sometimes you just get tired and you just quit. It doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean you're a quitter. It just means you're tired. Or just maybe circumstances are what they are and you can't continue for whatever reason with the goal. So if you're listening right now and you're like, you know what, I've quit and I really wish that I were working on the goal. Maybe you just aren't supposed to be working on it right now. You need a break. You need to recharge before you keep on going. Number six, spreadsheets are bae. I actually remember when I began and my spreadsheets had, oh my God, I swear 40, 50 different line items, including like just my monthly expenses. And now it's literally half that easily. And my expenses have lowered significantly to the point where it's hilarious to me how much I've cut my expenses. I still live the same quality of life. I don't feel like my life is any different except for it's a lot less stressful. I was under so much stress. And so what I would say is if you are trying to pay off debt, you need to use spreadsheets so you can just see the entity that you're paying back, the amount that you owe, contact information for them, the payment amount that you're paying each month if you're doing something like that. Once you have that figured out, you'll see how much you're paying to bills over like on a monthly basis. So I was paying thousands of dollars towards debt, like so much money. I can't even believe I could have figured that out actually, like how much I was paying each month. Cause I was in the red for months and months, months forever, like for so long. Wow. I really have to think about that. And now that's just not the case. Like I am paying a much lower amount of income towards debt than I was before. And I'm going to say something actually about another topic that I like to talk about from time to time, which is FIRE, financial independence, retire early. And quite honestly, there's no way you can work towards FIRE if you owe a lot of debt. You just can't, because that cash that you could be investing over time is paying off debt. So for those of you who are excited about FIRE, but you're in debt, you can totally work towards FIRE, but you just have to get your debt manageable and under control and likely, if at all possible, eliminate it. So for me, I've freed up so much additional cash that I'm now almost at the point where I'm like, okay, I can now start saving at a much more aggressive rate. I can't do it quite yet because I have to finish with this first major portion of debt. But I'm also not dealing with freaking 30 people, you know, so it's a much easier thing to look at my list and be like, okay, this is what I have. This is what I need to do. This is how much I allocate towards debt repayment each month. It's not that much. And by the end of this year, if I'm messing around, if I half-heartedly try to pay off my debt this year, I'll have it all done by December. Like literally, if I don't even try, I will have everything done by December. And that is incredible to me. But you have to have your spreadsheets so you can kind of see, so you can just see the numbers. Number seven, people overthink the debt payoff process. Please stop overthinking it. Figure out a process that works for you. Stick to it. Keep it moving. And literally, you might find that your process changes just because your circumstances change as well. That's totally fine. Don't overthink it. Just slow and steady. Pay money towards it each month and try to negotiate so that you're not having interest accruing on your debt, which is the biggest issue for most people, is their debts are growing, so they can't make any progress with the debts that they're trying to pay off. Number eight, you'll be shocked by the amount of energy dealing with debt takes. So I regularly feel very relaxed, even on my stressful days. And what I mean by that is I used to be so stressed out before, like really stressed out. And in the episode that I did with Cassandra Descent, who I always want to call Descent. Anyway, Cassandra was talking about how once she paid off her debt, she was just a much friendlier person. She just had a lot less stuff going on. So she had the energy to be friendly and in the moment and present. And that really stuck with me because I was like, you know what? She is telling the truth. Like, it is hard to be friendly, engaged, and happy, and just light when you've got people, like, you come home and you're just like, oh my God, like, serious? Like this? Like, I can't even come home and feel cozy and comfortable at my house. That's how it can feel sometimes. So that's something to consider when you're thinking about the amount of energy it takes to pay off debt. Like if you're deciding if you should bother or not, you should definitely bother. You should definitely focus on paying it off. But just be aware that there's a level of energy that you're expending by having it in your life. So you might as well get rid of it. Number 9, celebrate your successes, big or small. You gotta celebrate your wins. You gotta acknowledge that you've done something awesome. And I think that a lot of times we forget to do that, and it's important that you don't forget to do that. Number 10, again, have some perspective. So think about your debt payoff journey in the grand scheme of your entire life. I had to think about this when I was starting to really get serious about paying off my debt, and I'd gotten into the personal finance community and writing about my story and just hoping that by sharing it, it would make a difference for someone. And at the time I was so tired and overwhelmed, and I thought, why am I even bothering with this? Like, will it even make a difference? Like, why bother? Like, this is going to take forever. And then I thought, well, wait a minute. If I spend 8 or 9 years paying off this ridiculous amount of debt, and then I live to be 90 years old and have how many years of debt freedom and just accumulating wealth, isn't that worth it? Like, isn't that like decade of pain worth all the decades of wealth and freedom and relaxation? And it was a clear, like, yes, it sure in the hell is worth it. And so that was the thing that I would think of from time to time. Like, okay, this feels like it's taking forever until you're done, right? And so I just kept plugging away. And my thought is this: if I live to be, we'll keep it simple, 100 years old, how many years of financial freedom I'll have because I don't have debt, because I've built better financial habits, because I've learned to negotiate with people, because I've learned to grow my income. That's worth every painful year and every painful lesson. So that is today's show. It was quick, short, and sweet. Again, this is the end of the spring season. I did talk about everything having a season in a recent episode, and the spring season is over. What to expect for summer and seasons moving forward, but especially summer. I will have an episode like this on Mondays where I talk about something that's on my mind, money, lifestyle, self-care, that kind of thing. And then Thursdays will be an interview with a person, typically someone I think has a really intriguing personal story, financial story, and I think a person who would really resonate with the audience. I am so excited to share Michelle is Money Hungry with you. Again, if you're interested in the Money on the Mountain retreat, make sure that you check out the retreat information at michelleismoneyhungry.com/retreat.